Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast today, cloudy with morning snow showers. We've got those going. High of about 38 degrees for today. Temperature-wise in Kenosha, 31, 29 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 32. It's also 31 in Racine. The snow is falling. It's not sticking on the pavement. Is on the grass, however, so you're going to see some of that. Roads are doing okay. They're wet. Do drive with caution, though. Slick roads anywhere can be a bit of a problem if you're not careful. The Racine Common Council's approved a two-tiered policy revision on sick leave for new city hires as of January 1st, expected to save a few bucks down the road. City Attorney Scott Letney pointing out this does not affect current employees or police and fire, says the city won't realize any immediate savings with this change, but it will happen in the long run.
The extended sick leave bank can only be used for FMLA-type leave. The ordinary sick leave bank would be a typical, I've got a cold, you know, calling in sick for a day. And the change, again, would be upon the retirement of these employees that are under the new program, retirement or disability, retirement by disability, they would be able to be reimbursed for up to 50% of the 30-day ordinary sick leave bank.
Revised sick leave policy growing out of original discussion about a potential paid time off program, which was approved. 10-2 was the vote last night. Alderman Widener and Shields opposed. The Racine Education Association will have a new leader before year's end, Jennifer Levy submitting her resignation, citing the desire to go back to full-time classroom work. Members of the group getting notice of that decision this past weekend. They will be able to vote over the next few weeks for their new leader, the results to be announced just before Christmas. During the interim, REA Vice President Aaron Eich will be the acting president. Levy became the REA's president in the summer of 2012. A bonus equal to 1.5% of the base salary of all Kenosha Unified School District full-time employees approved by the Board of Education last night. Special meeting to discuss the use of $2.1 million in unallocated funding in the current budget. The discussion included a $1,000 across-the-board bonus. The 1.5% option also debate about restoring half the amount cut in the district's stipend to all the schools when it comes to discretionary spending. Gary Kunich said he'd like to see the teachers with advanced degrees getting a little bit more.
Can't we take that same amount of money and give those teachers who have the one or two master's degrees, say, $1,200, and the other teachers who don't have it, $700 or $650, so we can really value those teachers who have gone back to school to get those degrees.
Larry Snyder, who motioned for the 1.5% bonus, said that if the district does find some additional funding later in the year, well, that could also be used for other purposes. Kyle Flood wanted reconsideration of the entire budget to find additional unallocated dollars that he believes are there. Board decided not to deal with restoring funds to the schools, then voted 4-1 for the 1.5% one-time bonus. Mike Falkowski against it, Kyle Flood, Rebecca Stevens abstaining. In Sturtevant last night, the village board unanimously and without discussion approved a resolution that'll take part in the study about breaking away from Racine Unified, $15,000 having already been approved in next year's budget. The Village of Caledonia approved a similar resolution requested by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. They'll be doing that study and their share of the necessary funding in their 2016 budget. The Mount Pleasant Village Board did not carve out study money and may discuss the issue at its next meeting. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave was at Sturtevant's meeting last night to talk about the county budget. He said he supported the study when he was the Caledonia Village president, but he wanted to wait on the outcome before deciding if he could support a separate school district. And the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is going to work with the Racine and Kenosha Unified School Districts, also MPS, to target services to high-ability, high-potential students from low-income families or who are learning English in the primary grades, the goal to increase the number of students in gifted education programs.
The program will be funded through a three-year, $1.1 million Jacob Javits Gifted and Talented Students Education Grant from the U.S. Department of Education. Other goals of the expanding education grant include building collaborative systems that include school and district staff, as well as students and their families, to support achievement, and improving assessments to identify high ability and high potential students who would benefit from advanced services. A According to the Department of Public Instruction, there's a 12% excellence gap between students who were eligible for free or reduced price meals, who scored at the advanced level on the 2013-14 state math assessment, and their peers who were not eligible for subsidized school meals. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Racine man, 35-year-old Terrence Banks, gets prison time for his role in a failed home invasion from which he lost an arm and a post-event jail altercation. 2.5 years behind bars from Judge Michael Biontek, a like amount on extended supervision, but also a year of it in jail. The home invasion in October of 2013 was to a neighbor's residence on 17th Street. One of the occupants, who died months later, fired a shotgun that wounded Banks, an infection later causing amputation of his left arm. As for the jail incident, last August, it was the assault of another inmate over a cookie bet on a sporting event. A Kenosha man accused of stabbing another man to death at a group home downtown going to be committed to a mental institution, found incompetent to stand trial. 65-year-old Marcel Kuden, examined by a doctor, believed that Kuden could regain competency within a year on medication. He's accused in the death of 56-year-old James Nelson, who was stabbed multiple times when he stepped into a confrontation between Kuden and a woman, allegedly over the color of her hair. Three Racine men facing charges allegedly taking items out of vehicles in a Caledonia neighborhood. Dunkelo Road is where police responded Monday morning. They eventually arrested 19-year-old Jesse Fuentes, three counts of misdemeanor theft, 18-year-old Shane Cataldo, and 19-year-old Martin Ibera, each arrested on two counts. All three going to be back in court over the next several weeks. And Racine County will now have a policy on the books regarding investments, a more defined policy by today's standards, according to County Board Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur, who pointed out other supervisors, not just on the Finance Committee, had some input on this policy regarding investments.
There was much dialogue, debate, discussion on this very, very important endeavor on behalf of Racine County.
The policy establishes guidelines for investments which are broad enough to allow the finance director to function within parameters of responsibility and authority. Well, let's get one more in here. This regarding Congressman Paul Ryan, of course, the Speaker of the House. It turns out he is the first Speaker to be sporting a beard within 90 years, just not the century mark as he recently claimed. He came back from his Thanksgiving break sporting the early stages of a beard. Deer hunting, you know, he does that every year. Posted a photograph of the stubble on Instagram, and with it, he posted this, that he's the first Speaker to sport a beard in about 100 years. Well, the House historian heard about this, and it turns out Frederick Gillette, in 1925, was the last Speaker to have had a beard. So Congressman Paul Ryan was, wait for it, off by a hair. WRJN.com. Your source for our local news. Our newscaster there in podcast form. Whenever you want, go to the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.